I thought we would learn together a sugya today. A sugya very relevant to Halacha L'maisa, both in terms of the beginning of when the earliest time one can start the Seder and when the end, the latest time one can end the Seder. So it's a few different parts of the sugya. We'll try to see what we can do with putting together all the different loose ends of this important sugya L'maisa. So the sugya begins with the first Mishnah in Perek Arba Pesachim, and the Mishnah speaks about Lo Yochel Adam Asher Techshach, that one is not supposed to eat on Erev Pesach in the afternoon until Asher Techshach, until it gets dark. The reason for this is because a person is going to fill up on Erev Pesach, he's going to be gnashed away, filling away in Erev Pesach, he's not going to be able to eat the matzah l'teyavon. And what will be so terrible if he can't eat the matzah l'teyavon? So what the simple pshat is that it's going to be a chisson of here the mitzvah. He's supposed to do mitzvahs with a gishmach, with an excitement. If a guy does a mitzvah, he's stuffed to the gills, he's bekashi, he's sticking down the kazayis amatz, he's not so happy about it, so that won't be such a nice mechubitik way of doing a mitzvah. That's the pashut pshat. So someone suggests that there's more to it than that. Maybe the reason why you have to eat the matzah l'teyavon is because we want to encourage you to eat more and more and more matzah. The more matzah, the better. Because as the Rambam seems to say, that there's a mitzvah kium, is to eat more matzah on Pesach night. If I eat a kazayis, I'm yaitzeh the bare minimum of the mitzvah, but the more kazayis, the more I eat, the better mitzvah there is. So, well, maybe that's the reason why we should eat l'teyavon. Not just qualitatively, that it'll be a better kind of an achila, but quantitatively, it'll be more kamas in terms of more achila. But whatever the pshat in the Mishnah is, that's the din. So the Mishnah uses a very strange phrase. The Mishnah uses the phrase, atche techshach. So Tosfos on the spot points out that this is a bizarre, a very, very strange way of speaking, atche techshach. The Mishnah should have said, "Arbe Pesachim Sevachu Din Chalayay Chaladim." Finished. We know Atche Techshach. We know when to say this. Everyone knows when Yom Tov starts. We need a Mishnah. If we don't know yet till we get to 10 Perek Pesachim, the Yom Tov starts at night, then we have a big problem. The first Mishnah in Brachas, the Yerba Yerba Yomecha. The Gemara comments on the Pesachim beginning Parshas Bereishis. Of course, the halachic day starts at night. So why does the Mishnah have to spell out Atche Techshach? So Tosfos quotes one possibility that maybe the reason why the Mishnah uses the phrase Atche Techshach is to highlight the following halacha. That on a regular Friday night, or a regular Yom Tov night, so the Gemara says in the fourth parak of Masechet Brachos, you can technically daven ma'ariv early, and you can start the day early, and you can make Kiddush early. So Tosfos writes, if you can make Kiddush early, so you can be Yitzhak Su the Shabbos also early. A lot of us do that in the summertime. We come home at 6:30 at night, we finish ma'ariv already, and we sit down to eat, and it's not a shet techshach. The sun is still shining, and neighbors are still driving to shul. So that's not yet Atche Techshach. How are we able to do that? What's the mechanism doing that? So the Pashas Advarim is that's based on the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The Gemara Shoshana Daf Tesam and Aleph learns out from Sukkim by Yom Kippur. The Torah describes Yom Kippur as being B'tisha L'Chaydesh Be'erev, being on the ninth day of Tishrei. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Yom Kippur is on the ninth day of Tishrei? This is Pasha. The Torah says B'esel L'Chaydesh. Everybody knows when Yom Kippur is. The Torah says 20 times Yom Kippur is on the 10th day of Tishrei. So why does the Torah in Parshas Emma mislead us by calling it B'tisha L'Chaydesh Be'erev? What a strange way of describing the 10th day. B'tisha L'Chaydesh Be'erev. So the Gemara says, Mikan, Shemositu Michal L'Chaydesh. That you have to begin Yom Kippur a little bit before Yom Kippur actually starts. That's the source. That's the pasuk. It's the source for the din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Then the Gemara goes on in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes and says, and how do you know the same thing is true by Shabbos and the same thing is true by Yom Tov? Because it says, "B'tishah l'chadish be'erev be'erev enough tishpatu shabbatchem." Whenever there's a mitzvah shvisa melacha, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, whenever there's a mitzvah shvisa, so you always have to be meisif melachol michol l'kodesh. So l'chora, that's the background of the Gemara in Brachas in the fourth parak. When the Gemara says you can make kiddush, and presumably you can make the suda also be of yom, that's because it's the sefer Shabbos. Since the Torah gives us a mitzvah to start Shabbos early, so it's Shabbos. So I started Shabbos early. For the other guy who's not doing the mitzvah yet, the other guy's still in the shower, he hasn't yet done this mitzvah, but I'm doing this mitzvah. So as long as I'm a Kabbal Shabbos early, I daven ma'ariv, I say, I make Kiddush, I can eat my suda, and fine, I go to sleep. And it doesn't have to be Atche Techshach. So for a regular Shabbos, a regular Yom Tov, presumably there's no din of Atche Techshach. So that's why the Mishnah here is highlighting the fact that you need Atche Techshach. There's got to be until it gets dark. When it comes to matzah, so matzah is different. When it comes to the Seder, Yitaka cannot be Yitzhi the Seder based on Tosefes Shabbos. You have to wait until the mamash gets dark. The question is, why should that be so? If that's what the Mishnah means. We're not even sure that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah doesn't say anything like that. The Mishnah just says, Atche Techshach. So Taisa says, the Atche Techshach, that phrase, Atche Techshach, is coming lafuke, that possibility, that havamina, that you could have started to say to Bibi Yod Yom, which wouldn't have been so far-fetched. Because Lamaisa, you can start a Shabbos in Yom Tov early. Kamash Blom better say that you can't.
Actually, that's a big point.
I'm saying
it.
Yeah.
Is
that
Hidr
Mitzvah?
Yeah. The same reason that
the Rishon
give for Achil
Gasar,
are they saying the same thing?
Well, Achil Gasar, maybe not called an Achil altogether.
So is that separate?
That's another possibility. The Gemara doesn't say that's Achil Gasar. The Gemara says, Kedel Matzul Teyovim. We're getting there. We haven't gotten anywhere yet.
If there's a mitzvah kumis, we said according to the Rambam, eat matzah, is it specifically shmer matzah, or can it be any kind of matzah?
It probably has to be whatever kind of matzah that would be fulfillment of the for matzah. Yeah, whatever that means, whatever shmer matzah means. So again, getting back to the story. So why should this be so? So Taisus is building a whole shul Torah based on two words that shetechshach. Why should this be so? So Taisus says it's based on the following pasuk. The Torah says you have to eat the Korban Pesach balayla, and it's not layla, until it gets dark. And what does that have to do with matzah? So, we have a hekesh, a matzah, morim yachlu, but this manim of Pesach, matzah, mar, all go hand in hand. So therefore, the gzeres hakosu balayla hazeh. This is all the theory, this is the formulation of Taisus and Tzachim of Tzadikas. So the question, what's the bir adava? What is the lumdus of this Taisus? What's this all about? Just tam gzeres hakosu, that Pesach is different, what's it all about? So Reb Chaim writes in his Chedushim on Shas that what Taisus is driving at is as follows. That one could raise the following question, what's the Mechayim of the mitzvah Salayil of Pesach night? There's a mitzvah Saseim in a Torah of Yachos Sabas of Alayil Hazeh. There's a mitzvah Saseim in a Torah of the Erev Tech Lamassas. There's a mitzvah, Bizman Shemesh Amikdash HaKayim to eat Maror. Bizman Hazeh is a mitzvah Mitzvah Rabbanah to eat Maror. What's the Mechayim of these mitzvahs? So one can understand one of two ways. Either one can understand that Kedushas Chagamassas is the Mechayim. The Kedushas Hayom of Chag HaMatzos is the Mechayev of these mitzvahs. The first day Kedushas Hayom is the Mechayev of these mitzvahs. What do I say? No, it's not the Kedushas Hayom of Chag HaMatzos that's the Mechayev. It's Leil Tesfav Nisan that's the Mechayev. It's the Laila, but Laila Hazeh is a Mechayev. It happens to be that the 15th of Nisan happens also to be Yom Tov. Just by coincidence, it happens to be Yom Tov also. But it's not the Kedushas Hayom per se that's Mechayev. So, my nafkamina. So if Chaim says, what would the din be? That let's say you have a time on the clock that happens to have Kedushas Tesvav Nisan, has Kedusha of the first day of Pesach, but it's not Leil Tesvav Nisan. So says Reb Chaim, that's what the Sefesh is all about. When you're Makabel to Sefesh, maybe a Yom, so the Torah gives you the ability to endow that time with Kedushas Hayom. It has the Kedushas Hayom of Tesvav Nisan. But it's not Leil Tesvav Nisan, it's not the physical reality of the night of Leil Tesvav Nisan. So any halacha that emanates from Kedushas Hayom, so that you can perform during Tosefes Shabbos Yom Tov. So Kiddush on a regular Friday night is Noveh from Kiddush Hayom, so you can be Mekadosh the Yom. Suddah Shabbos, Suddah Yom Tov, those are dinim that emanate from Kiddush Hayom. The Kiddush Shabbos is a Mechayev of Suddah, Kiddush Yom Tov is a Mechayev of Suddah. So then I can invoke the principle of Kiddush Hayom even at the time of Tosefes, based on the Gzeres HaKos of Tishpu D'Shabbat. But, argues Reb Chaim, didn't that emanate from Leil Tesvav Nisan? Leil Tesvav Nisan is the physical reality. Either the dark out or it's not dark out. Says Reb Chaim, how do I know for a fact which didim, how can you tell which didim emanate from Kedushas Hayom and which didim emanate from the physical reality of Laila? So Reb Chaim says it's a simple test. Can I do the mitzvah tomorrow? Let's say a person forgot to make Kiddush on Friday night. Forgot to make Kiddush on Yom Tov night. So you make Kiddush in the daytime. You must be fairish. We should look Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, but Kaddish on Yom Kuloi. Let's say a person forgot to eat a suud on Friday. I didn't feel well. I didn't eat suud on Shabbos. So there are more rights to eat the gimel suud on Shabbos itself. Because there's no din of Leil Shabbos. There's a din of gimel suud that's have to be eaten on Shabbos. But when it comes to matzah, let's say, I didn't feel well by the Seder. He goes to sleep, wakes up the next morning, and he eats matzah. That's not a mitzvah b'chol. There's no mitzvah for the chilas matzah. By Yom Tezvav. So comes Reb Chaim and says, you see from the fact that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of chilas matzah in the daytime, that it has nothing to do with Kiddushas Hayom. Didn't that emanate from Kiddushas Hayom is the same Kiddushas Hayom at the night and the daytime. It's a different halacha. That the Leil Tezvav is a Mechayev. It's like Kishay from Rosh Hashanah. It's not the Kiddushas Hayom of Yom Zikaron that's Mechayev. If it was a Kiddushas Hayom, then you could fulfill it at night also. It's Yom Troy Yelachem. It's Yom Aleph Petishrei as a Mechayev of Kishay. It happens to be that it's Rosh Hashanah also. But it's not the Kiddush Hayom per se that's the Mechayev. Otherwise, it would be absurd to be Mechalik between the Kiddush Hayom at night, Kiddush Hayom in daytime. Vis-a-vis Kiddush Hayom, Legabe Melocha, Legabe Surim, there's no difference between the night and the daytime. Vis-a-vis specific mitzvahs, then one can argue that there are differences. So Kopan Reb Chaim says that's the Bir Adovar in the Shittas HaTosfos, that Atche Techshach is Dafka. You have to wait Dafka until it gets dark because you have to wait for Laila Hazeh. It's not enough just to have Kedushas Hayom, that would be sufficient to Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov. You have to have a Laila Hazeh. So what exactly do you have to wait for in order to fulfill the din of Balayla Hazeh? So Taisa says for sure Korban Pesach, because it says Balayla. Matzah for sure as well. What about certain stages before the Seder? No one's going to get to their matzah for hours and hours. So you start the Seder, I'll do the whole market, and sure, by the time I get to matzah, it'll be dark. So that's also no good, because the mitzvah of Sibbet Yitzhak Mitzrayim has to be done. Bavur Zelo Amarti, Ela B'Shoshish Matzah Mor Menachal Fanecha. He said in Haggadah, Yochim Rosh Chodesh. I might think that I could say the Haggadah in Rosh Chodesh, Havalom Bavur Zelo Amarti, Ela B'Shoshish Matzah Mor Menachal Fanecha. There are some who even want to say, that's the pshat of the Yochim Ibi Adyoim. We say in that phrase, Nagala Yochim Resh Chodesh, Tavanon B'Yomahu, Iba Yomahu, Yochim Ibi Adyoim. I might think that I could say, Sipi Tzrayim Ibi Adyoim. What does Ibi Adyoim mean? Ibi Adyoim means on Erev Pesach, and it's Manak Rava. Yochim Ibi Adyoim, Tavanon B'Avur Zeh. What was the Havamin of Yochim Ibi Adyoim? It's not Pesach. What do you mean Yochim Ibi Adyoim? What kind of silly Havamin is that? Yochim Ibi Adyoim. So some suggest that Yochim Ibi Adyoim means, like Taisa is saying, I might think that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim would be good enough as Man Tosefes. I can be Makabel Tosefes Yomtiv and make Kiddush early. And I can be Makabel Tosefes Yomtiv and make Itzudish Yomtiv early. And be Makabel Shabbos early and make Kiddush and Shabbos and have the Suda early. So Yochel Bibiyad Yom, I might think that I could say the Haggadah Bibiyad Yom also as Man Tosefes. Not that Yochel Bibiyad Yom at 8 o'clock in the morning. Yochel Bibiyad Yom an hour before Shkia. I can make it early Pesach. That Gezeres HaKosov Ochos HaBosa B'Layla Hazeh, that new din of Layla that Rav Chaim explained according to Taisus, that din that's Munach in the Mishnah of Ashetech Shach, that din is not only true by Korban Pesach, that din is true by Korban Pesach, and it's true by Matzah, and it's true for Moror, and then the Gezeres HaKosov L'Amart B'Shoshesh Matzah B'Ochos HaNecha goes over to Magid as well. So L'Maisi, you can't start Tzipet Tzitz Mitzrayim until it's Mamish Dark, until Ashetech Shach. That would still give us a little bit of leeway. We don't get the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim until Halach Manya. We don't say a word. There are a lot of things that happen before Halach Manya. Make Kiddush, you have Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz. In some houses that can take an hour. So just to get everybody sitting, to get everybody singing the songs together, it can take a long time. It takes a while to pass around the Karpas. So maybe you can start to say it early. You can make Kiddush early and get the ball rolling. So the first can point that you can't do that either. Why can't you do that? So for two reasons. So one reason is, it's just a technical quirk. There's a din of Kiddush Makom Suda. Kiddush Makom Suda not only means that you have to eat the Kiddush in the same place as the Suda, but the Kiddush Makom Suda means that you have to eat the Kiddush at a zman that's royal the Suda. You have to be able to eat the Suda if you would want to. I couldn't eat the Suda right now because I can't eat the Matzah yet, because I can't fulfill the mitzvah of Rav Duchel Matzahs yet. So how can I make Kiddush? I'm going to make Kiddush a half hour before Shkia, and then I'm going to drezach Chamron. I won't get to market till a half hour after Shkia. We're going to be Tzeski Chavim. No, you can't do that because that's going to be chisod in your kiddush of kiddush b'chum sudan. Then other echaredim and on. There's another reason also, because the kos of kiddush is not just the mitzvah of kiddush and yantif; it's the first of the dalakosos, and dalakosos is one of the mitzvahs halayla. Why is it one of the mitzvahs halayla? Which one of the mitzvahs halayla is it? So the Rambam describes that the reason why you drink dalakosos at the seder is because there's a mitzvah b'chol dor v'dor chayv adam laharis asas mikul yotzim mitzrayim. The Mishnah in the end of Pesachim speaks about a chi of literal sasatzbo to the Yotzim Mitzrayim. You have to view yourself as if you left Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam adds on, it's not enough just to view yourself. You have to be laharos and lacherim. You have to show others. You have to demonstrate that you left Mitzrayim. And therefore the Rambam writes, because b'chol dor v'dor chayvan laharos sasatzmo, l'fikach k'shesoy adab ala lazeh, shows that al kaisav z'oichol der chaseiba. Therefore, mid the Rabbanan, the Chacham said that this chi of, this deraistic chi of laharos, has to have an expression. And what's the expression? How do we all do this in a universal fashion? The two means. We drink dalakaisis and we do a seba. So the dinim of dalakaisis is also part of the mitzvah laila. It's an extension of the mitzvah magid. We tell over the story not just with our words, we tell over the story with our actions as well. So according to this idea that dalakaisis is part of the mitzvah of sipur, so then how can you start to say it early? What are you going to do early? You can't even start, you can't get the ball or you can't even say Kaddish. The only thing you can do is you can sing Kaddish Ruchat Skarbis Yachat. Okay, so you can sing that once, you can sing the promotion version, you can do a few dirt, you take get everyone to sit down, get all the pillows ready, get all the kittles on. Okay, that you can start before this man. But you can't start the actual Seder, you can't make the first Kiddush until this man, either because of the consideration of Kiddush Macham Suda, or because of the problem of it's the first of the Dalek crisis. Are there any differences between those two reasons? Some Achorim give one, others give other. Is there any nafkamina ladina between the two reasons? What's the reason why you can't make Kiddush early? So maybe it should chapen afkamin on Sukkot, the first night of Sukkot. So when it comes to the first night of Sukkot, so the famous Gemara in Sukkot of Chavzayin tells us that there's a chiyum in HaTorah to eat a kizayis in the Sukkot on the first night is derived from Pesach. Chamisha Asa, Chamisha Asa. So the Ramah writes that just as on the first night of Pesach, Tosfos says, you can't fulfill the din bibe'od yom, so the first night of Sukkot also, it can't be bibe'od yom. You have to wait until it gets dark in order to eat the kizayis in the Sukkot. So what's the din about making kiddush in the sukkah mibi'od yom? Can you start the kiddush a few minutes early and then add the kazayis? By the time you sit down to wash, you sit down to have a piece of challah, it's already after tzeis. Would that be acceptable? So that should depend on the two reasons that we said by Pesach. If you say by Pesach, the problem is because it's the first kiddush is the first of the dalek kaisis, that chumr doesn't. We don't have dalek kaisis by sukkah. That chumr we haven't heard yet. There's no din of dalek kaisis by Sukkot, so therefore there would be nothing wrong with making kiddush mibi'od yom. But if you're concerned with the other reason of kiddush makom suda, that would carry over for the first night of Sukkot as well. So we had the shaila a couple of years ago. We had a few years in a row. It was touch and go on the first night of Sukkot. It was about to start to rain, and everyone was tumbling about. So I told everybody we'd have a ma'ariv quick, but then we'd go home right away and eat as quick as possible. Get into the Sukkot right away. So usually I would have waited a little bit longer, but here I remember I was making kiddush and it was starting to thunder as I was making kiddush. You have to rush a little bit. You have to know when to be machum, when to be makum. So you have to make kiddush quickly and then you can do it as quick as possible in order to chop around the mitzvah deraisa. All the people who duly dallied and drezach and rum and waiting for a bit of time and everything else lost the mitzvah that night. So you got to know when to move. Okay, anyway, getting back to the story. So this is all assuming that there is this unique halacha of Atshat Tachshach. Like Ben Pesach and Ben Matz and Ben Mor and Ben Mag and everything that works, how come we could call? So the emphasis is that Tosfos quotes another daya that says that there is no unique din of Atshat Tachshach because the din of Atshat Tachshach applies to every Shabbos and Yontif. Tosfos suggests that maybe you can never be yotzei even through the Shabbos or through the Yontif mibi'od yom. Din of Pesach, regular Friday night you can't eat mibi'od yom. So how could Tosfos say that? But the Gemara says before she can make kiddush on mibi'od yom. It's in the Farish Gemara in the fourth Bech of Brachas. So Tosfos doesn't address that issue. So Tosfos HaRosh in Maseches Brachos seems to address the issue by saying that the reason why you can make Kiddush Mibi'od Yom on Friday night is because you don't really have to make Kiddush on Shabbos. The Torah says, Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So the Torah says, HaRosh, HaDrosh, he says, it doesn't say Zocher B'Yom HaShabbos, it says Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos. So Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos means that the mitzvah of Kiddush doesn't have to be on Shabbos proper, as long as the Kiddush is associated with the oncoming of Shabbos. As long as Shabbos is about to come, I can't make Kiddush on Tuesday, I'll smach Shabbos in 4 days from now. But I can make Kiddush Otot, that Shabbos is about to begin. I have to plug a mincha late in the day on Friday, I can make Kiddush even though it's not really Shabbos. So Tosfos HaRosh seems to be learning that Kiddush is Neveya from the Mechayiv of Kiddush is the Esyam of Shabbos. The approach of Shabbos is the Mechayiv of Kiddush. Whereas the Chiv of Gimel Sudas on Shabbos is Bayom HaMashachlu Bahayom Hazeh. You have to eat it Bayom, it has to be the Kiddush Sayom of Shabbos. Is the Mechayev. So Tosfos HaRosh seems to understand that Kiddush you can make Mibi'od Yom, whereas Suda Shabbos you can't eat Mibi'od Yom. So unlike Tosfos by us. Tosfos by us, the Iker day in Tosfos and Pesachim seems to be that Atshat Tachshach is a Gzeiras HaKosav only by Pesach, Matzah Mor, by Magid. It has nothing to do with a regular Friday night. Whereas the other days in Tosfos, the other period in Tosfos, maybe Tosfos HaRosh, other Rishonim say no, that it's a din of any Friday night, every Yom Tov night. You can never ever eat the suda mibi'od yom because mibi'od yom is not really kiddush hayom. The Tosefus notwithstanding, the fact that it can be it's a kiddush, that's a special quirk. That's a gzeiras hakosav because you don't really need a Shabbos. That's what the Rambam sounds like. Also, the Rambam writes in the Shabbos that zochus yom Shabbos akatcho. The Rambam writes zochreyu means bichnisaso or kodem bichnisaso ba'at. The Rambam writes that as long as the Shabbos is coming, it's approaching the onset of Shabbos. That's the mechayev of kiddush. Right, so this machlokes, the days and times is usually said over in the yeshivas. That's machlokes. What Tosefus is all about is Tosefus just the nisim malacha. That's what one day and times seems to say. Whereas Tosefus more than that is mamash a kedushas hayom. If you hold that Tosefus is a kedushas hayom, then you can be yotzei through the Shabbos also. If you hold Tosefus is just the gabi malachas, so then like Rabbi Kivega writes that way in Rosh Hashanah test, which is the din of malachas, then it wouldn't really make any sense to be able to use Tosefus to fulfill the mitzvah through this Shabbos. But no matter how you slice it, by Shabbos and Yontif, by Pesach we assume halacha b'shua that Atshat Tachshach. Pesach Sukkot we assume Atshat Tachshach. Mikamikra din we pass in the kula by regular Friday night, regular Yontif night. We pass that you really can start the meal mibi'od yom, not just kiddush, you can eat the suda as well. That's what most people do. Anyone who davens in an early ma'ariv on Friday night, so they come home, they make kiddush, the sun's still shining, they make kiddush, they eat the suda, and they finish, they go to sleep. So I should say Kriyashma before they go to sleep. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that in deference to the other day in Tosfos, So the more correct thing to do is at the end of the meal, right before your bench, you should take another piece of challah, because hopefully by then it's already tasty chavim. So in deference to that shita, you weren't really yotzei suda yet. It's a nice thing to do lechatchila. It's not leek. I did it lechatchila to have another piece of challah. I always tell people that if they follow that chumrah, so they should inform the people at the meal why they're doing that, because otherwise the wife, your wife, or your mother, or your host, whatever, will get very insulted. Here, you just ate a 10-course meal, and then you ask for more challah, and she goes, you're still hungry. So you should always tell them. The reason why is because I went to a special shiur the day before Pesach, and this guy, Rabbi Sivolovsky, came up with another chumrah, and you're only here for 20 minutes, already told you there's 15 new chumras, so that there's an in lechat chila to have a piece of challah at the end of the meal. But again, it's a chumrah b'yama, it's not me connected. Okay, usually... my wife tells me that I could be making one of the size of kazayas for the chumrah of the kazayas. But my kids always ask me how come a kazayas grows every year. It doesn't grow, I just get, get lazy in my old age to measure it out, so it's bigger and bigger. Okay, good. Nobody measures, I'm supposed to measure kazayas. Look, if he's a. My Shabbat didn't measure kazayas. Look, the kazayas looks like a big piece of matzah, that's good enough. Okay, good. So we know a little bit about when the earliest time to make the seder is. What is the latest time? When is the last time to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas kavod? Pesach, matzah, mar, maggid, etc. It's a very, very famous gemara, the very last daf, the end of Seder Spachim, put it in the Maram Kumas. Anyone get the Maram Kumas? Anyone do the Maram Kumas? Okay, could they exist? Okay. There's a famous machlekes that Tanoim, between who and whom? But so famous, I guess. Between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the reason why I always highlight that it's a very famous machlokes. Yes, is why? Who knows? What do I always say? Because what? No, not because that. Why do I always tell them the same story? You guys haven't been in the shul long enough. Whenever we quote this machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I always tell them the story. How many years I was giving? I used to teach in Stern. Let's Google. I used to teach one evening a week in Stern. So I was teaching some different topics in halacha. So we allowed, I guess, less than during Pesach stuff. So I spoke with my friend, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. When's the latest time to eat Pesach and the Matz and the Mor and the Seder and Afikim and the Hal, the whole story? So apparently it was a question on the final. So one of the girls wrote back, and it's Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva Eger. When is the last time to it? So she spanned the generation. So it wasn't Rabbi Akiva Eger, it was Rabbi Akiva Batana. So there's Machlokes. Well, left. What if you may be married to that girl? I don't know who she was. Okay. I tell the guys with the pasta, the pasta meister, that once in that kufan, I was teaching in Stern, so we were talking about bishalachim, so we were talking about foods that are normally eaten raw and not subject to bishalachim. So I said, one of the examples of foods that is a problem bishalachim, nobody in the right mode ever eat it raw, let's say pasta, noodles, a potential shayla bishalachim. One of the girls in the back raised her hand very, very sheepishly and said that during finals, so sometimes she'll munch on pasta, even if it's raw. So does that make it nechuk moshu chai? I didn't want to say it in a not nice way. I said something along the lines like butler daita told askalodim. I said it diplomatically, but I tried to say no. Most normal people don't do that. So then I saw another girl was like raising her hand a little bit. So I said, okay, let me get a show of hands. How many people here every once in a while would eat raw pasta? So I had about 50 girls in the class. 45 hands went up. So we were learning. So I'll tell you guys a little laughing. Oh, so then a little while later, I was teaching over the same din at the yeshiva. So I told over the same story, and all the guys started to laugh. Well, I stopped him. I said, don't laugh. I said, the 99% chance that one of you is going to be married to one of those girls, and when she sits and eats pasta in the middle of the night raw, you heard it here, first time around. Okay, so Rabbeisa, getting back to this story. What were we talking about? That was the commercial for Why You Connect. Okay, now we're up to it. I lost my track of... Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So you start with one shtos, leaves another shtos. Okay, so Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Tana, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What is Pshat in the Pasuk in Chumash? The Torah says, "Ochos abosa b'layla zeh." So you have to eat the korban Pesach b'layla zeh. What do the words mean, b'layla zeh? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a chiddush. He says, "Well, we know the term b'layla zeh appears somewhere else in Parshas Bo. The variety bears to find b'layla zeh, and there it means chatzos. So too, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah apparently is either Xavier Shovo or something Gili Milsa Biyama. Not clear exactly, but it's some kind of a yafus on a din deraisa that you have to eat the korban Pesach before chatzos. Eat b'layla zeh." After Chatzais is no longer Balai Lahazah. And Rabbi Akiva said, it's not true, there's no such drasha. So when is the Sov's amount of eating it? Achalta Mosab Chipozon and Pesach Hashem. At Shas Chipozon. When is Shas Chipozon? When they were getting ready to leave. The Kleistel weren't allowed to leave that night. So that whole night, everyone was very relaxed. No one was going anywhere. Because the temple states issue Pesach Beis, they couldn't leave even if they wanted to. So they were sitting around, enjoying themselves, singing Chagadja, telling us, saying Shirashiram, telling over stories, whatever they were reading, leaving Egypt, whatever they were doing. And they were they weren't really in a rush. And then all of a sudden, in the morning, then the Mitzvah came and said, you got to get out of here, you got to get out of here. And everyone started packing their bags. The Chaltim HaSav HiChipazim. So Rabbi Akiva said, Drasha, the Chaltim HaSav means Ad Shas HiChipazim. That you're Kol Zman, that's not yet the morning, until Ad Isha Teit, say, Mimero Pesach Beis, so you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. That din, by the way, Atem will say to Isha Pesach Beis, that was only a din in Pesach Mitzrayim. The Gemara has in the end of Masech HaSachim, but there were certain dinim that were only limited to Pesach Mitzrayim. Let's say, to put the blood on the doorpost. You don't do that every year, you don't do it in Mishalayim. You're there, it's a regular Korban, you put the Dam in the Mizbech. There are certain v'achaltem the kachat tachloso masnechem chagurim v'analechem barach lechem v'rakelchem v'yelchem. They didn't sit around Mishalayim holding their walking sticks. They didn't sit around with their shoes. Maybe the shoes are on or over. There's no din that you have to eat with your shoes on. That was a special prat. That was a rosh shah that was given daf to Pesach Mitzrayim. That's what the Gemara says at the end of Pesachim, that there were certain dinim that were limited daf to Pesach Mitzrayim, and then there were certain dinim that carried over the dinim. So you have to figure out. So the Gemara dash and subsuk Mitzrayim tells us which dinim carried over which dinim. But the dinim batem lo seitz or pishach veiz lo boikir, of course, did not apply to the dirt. You were allowed to leave the house. The Gemara says they used to walk up to the top, to the roof. They would go out, walk on the street. You're allowed to walk out on the street on Pesach night. You're allowed to go to a seder to somebody else's house. There's a lot of dvarim. You can't, in the middle of eating the Korban Pesach, you can't switch maybe. That's a whole machlokes satanah, what that means. But after you finish eating, you want to go take a walk from 2 o'clock in the morning, Pesach night. There's nothing else to do. So you're allowed to do that. There's no din of a temel say to Ishri Pesach Pesach. That was a din after the Shah. Because in contrast, I remember once I was reading in how to read an article in some class many, many moons ago, that somebody who wasn't so knowledgeable, wasn't such a big Talmid Chacham, probably wasn't so frum, and so he was describing some historical events that he thought he was portraying accurately. So he was Chalom Laila, he was describing what Korban Pesach was like in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. So he was describing how the streets of Yerushalayim were bare, nobody was walking, as it says in the Bible, but Temel Seitz Yishu Betzach Beis HaMikdash. V'hayu Dvar Me'olim, Mamash Made Up, Mamash Yesh Me'ayim. So you know, a lot of times they're like that. That if people don't know that much about Torah Shabbat Pes, so they read things and they misunderstand them, and then they read things into history that never happened, never will happen. Kachi Dakar Shalom. Anyway, so I told you, well, one time somebody was giving a whole presentation about Bir Maestras. There's a din of Bir Maestras and there's a din of Mikra Bikurim, two Pashas and Pashas Kisava, one next to another. So they have nothing to do with each other. Mamish nothing. One is every year when you're being Bikurim, one is every 3 years at the end of the Maestras cycle. They have mamish nothing to do with each other. So a guy was writing a whole shtukotar, a whole thesis based on the fact that Pashas didn't know the difference between the two. So he was jumping from one to another, didn't realize that any kid who learned Pashas Kisava would realize right away that the two totally different. They happen to be next to each other in Chumash, but they have no connection to one another. So, you know, that's the problem sometimes. Sometimes people have these ideas, which are mamish not grounded in reality. Anyway, but that's a slide for sure. Not for now. So getting back to the story. So the Rabbi Akiva says you can eat the Korban Pesach ad boikir until the morning, and Rabbi Elazar says no, until chatzos. So that's a din in HaTorah. The Gemara then says that even Rabbi Akiva agrees that midirabbanan you shouldn't eat the Korban Pesach after chatzos. That's purely midirabbanan, as the first Mishnah Bracha says, v'hachik adam in haveira, because if you eat the Korban Pesach 3-4 o'clock in the morning, next thing you know is you may come to eat it after Alos HaShachar, and that'll be a disaster, because that'll be an issa deraisa, that'll be noisar, that's for sure. Also, that's an issa kares. So Lemaisa, everyone finished the state of Echatzos anyway. Lemaisa, everyone finished the Korban Pesach Echatzos anyway. It's just the Machlekes HaTanoim. Why is that taking place? It's not that all of a sudden one day Rabbi Elazar ben Azai said, wait a second, you have to finish Korban Pesach Echatzos, and no one ever heard of that before Rabbi Elazar. Nobody was eating Korban Pesach after Echatzos. It was just a question of where did that din come from? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azai said, that's really a din min HaTorah. You're talking not allowed to eat it after Echatzos. And Rabbi Akiva says, it was only a Chumah Midirabbanan not to eat it after Echatzos. So that's the Machlekes. So my Nafkamina with their Aisha, their Abban, at the end of the day, my Nafkamina. So the Gemara says in the end of Pesach, it's a Nafkamina legabi matzah. Can you eat matzah after Chatzos? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's a din d'oraisa, that the term b'layil hazeh means to Chatzos. So we have a gzeras hakosav matzah z'rom yachluhu. So matzah z'rom yachluhu means that you have to eat the matzah at the same time you eat the Korban Pesach. So since min haTorah you can't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, so you can't eat the matzah after Chatzos also. But d'oraisa you wouldn't be yet to the mitzvah. And what about according to Rabbi Akiva? So according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that min haTorah you can eat the Korban Pesach 3 o'clock in the morning, it's just that chumer midirabbanan al tznosar. So that chumer midirabbanan pashas was only made legabi Korban Pesach. Why should we make it legabi matzah? Say matzah is banazer. So matzah is banazer is deraisa. There's no Korban Pesach. So So what would be so terrible if you eat the matzah at 3 o'clock in the morning? What's the world going to come to an end? If you're allowed to eat it, so you should be able to eat it at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's what the Gemara sounds like at the end of Maseches Pesachim, that now it's a big enough kibbutz lahalacha for us. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody was eating the matzah before Chatzos, because you had to eat the matzah with the morrow, with the Pesach, everything had to be done by Chatzos. But Bizman Azeh, when we don't have that rush anymore of Chatzos, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no chashash to Rabban of Noiser anymore, there is no korban, there's no Noiser, then take your time and eat the matzah at 3 o'clock in the morning. Sing Manishtah, sing Dayim, do whatever you want, 3 o'clock in the morning, eat the matzah. And according to Rabban of Mezayna, we're still rushed with Chatzos, because Minat Torah, you're rushed with Chatzos, because the Zman of matzah, Minat Torah, ends at the same time of Alayla Hazeh. Oh, so that's the Beis Halevi has all discussion about that. About should we make that Gezeir or not? So first of all, by Kriya Shmuel is a Machlokes of Tanoim, a Galil and the Chachamim. It's a Machlokes of Rishonim, how we Paskin in the first Mishnah in Brachas. So maybe it's the same as Kriya Shmuel, maybe it's better than Kriya Shmuel, it's worse than Kriya Shmuel. So that's the Beis Halevi has a whole discussion about that. So how do we Paskin in Halacha? It's Machlokes of Tanoim and a Din Deraiser, Rabbi Akiva, Vlod and Zah. How should we Paskin? So we have a clown Halacha, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiroi. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with one of his colleagues, so just about always we follow Rabbi Akiva. The ain halacha mechaverav. If Rabbi Akiva disagrees with everybody else, then we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. So here it sounds like it's a one-on-one. Rabbi Akiva against the Beloz Ben Azai, we should follow Rabbi Akiva. So Taisus in Maseches Megillah, and Taisus in the end of Psachim, and Taisus in Brachas, Taisus a few places points out that this is more complicated in terms of the world of Psach, because there are some stamishnayas floating around. There's a stamishn in Brachas, stamishn in Psachim, and Megillah. There are a couple of stamishnayas here and there that will alter this equation. So at the end of the day, Taisus says we're not really sure what the din is. Taisus is night that maybe we have to be chayshish for Beloz Ben Azayah. Maybe we have to be chayshish that you take that yaita yafta chatzais. And others says we, the Ram says, no, the Ram says we follow Rabbi Akiva, finish end of the discussion. So how do we paskin the halacha? The Shulchan Aruch tells us that we paskin, this is a sveikah de dina. We don't know what the din is. We're not sure. We're not able to machriya this din, and we treat it like a sveikah de dina. What does that mean practically? It means that avadi you have to eat before chatzais, because it's a sveikah de raisa l'chumra. What if a person didn't eat mechatzais? Something happened, he got delayed, he got sick, whatever. Now he realizes it's 3 o'clock in the morning, he didn't eat matzah yet, what should he do? So we would tell him to eat. According to Beloz Ben Azayah, don't waste your time eating, you don't get anything. But we're not sure whether we follow Beloz Ben Azayah, so we would tell him he's suffic to eat it, but we would have to tell him not to make a bracha. Why? Because we paskin that whenever you have a mitzvah that you have to do ala suffic, even though it's a derais and speak derais and l'chumra, but you don't make a bracha. Some Rishonim say that whenever you do a mitzvah derais ala safek, you have to make a bracha. Why? Because asher kiddushanim we're mechuyif to do the mitzvah. Since I'm mechuyif to eat the matzah, there's a 50-50 chance I'm mechuyif to eat the matzah, so I'm allowed to make a bracha. I'm supposed to make a bracha. And our meaning is like the Rambam. The Rambam says that whenever you have a safek mitzvah derais, so you have to do the mitzvah, but you don't make the bracha. Say a guy is not sure that he blows shofar or not. First day of Rosh Hashanah, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He doesn't remember that he hears shofar or not. Everybody agrees he has to blow again, but some Rishonim say you make a bracha, and then I guess you don't make a bracha. We split the psach. We say, vis-a-vis the mitzvah, you have to do it over again. Vis-a-vis the brachas, we call it a suffix brachas. So that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that for the guy who didn't eat matzah, and now it's after chatzos, he should eat the kezayis lachumra, so the suffix, but he shouldn't recite the bracha. Most people don't have the shayla. 99.99% of the people eat the kezayis, the first kezayis, to get to the bracha. How long could you say magad? What could you possibly say for 4 or 5 hours? But so most people don't run into this problem. The problem that most people have at this Seder is the end of the Seder, because the Rishonim point out that just as you're supposed to eat the first kezayis of matzah before chatzos, one should eat the afikomen before chatzos as well. Why the big rush to eat the afikomen before chatzos? Why are we eating afikomen for? We ate the matzah already. So there's a big machlokes of Rishonim. Why do we eat afikomen? The Gemara says at the end of Psachim that we eat afikomen. We have to eat a piece of matzah at the end of the meal. What? Where'd that come from? Torah says we're after matzah, so we ate matzah already. So what are we doing eating the afikomen again? So that's a machlokes to Rashbam and the Rush. So the Rush writes a simple pshat is that the eating of the afikomen is a zeichel l'korban Pesach. Since the din is the korban Pesach is nechal ha'soiva. Korban Pesach had to be eaten at the end of the meal. Why do you have to eat the korban Pesach at the end of the meal? What was the big deal to eat the korban Pesach at the end of the meal? That's also a shah in the Rishonim. Why is there such a din? So Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi that says that it was a gzeira midir rabbanan because of shvirus ha'etzem. That we're afraid that since the Torah says you're not allowed to break the bones of the korban Pesach, if a guy's going to sit down, he's starved. He hasn't eaten the whole afternoon because lo yochel adam ashet tefshach. He hasn't eaten the whole week because there's no food in the house, like in our house now. You know, slowly but surely as you get closer to Pesach, there's less and less food. So no one's eating anything except for pizza for the whole week. The guy splats it already. He sits down and devours the korban Pesach with such a hunger. So that's not such a good idea, because then he's going to be so hungry, he may come to break the bones. So therefore, Chazal Masakin that eat some regular food first, and then when you're ready, not when you're stuffed to the gills, when you're already comfortable, then it'll be a little bit more as a dessert. You should eat the Korban Pesach. Mishum Gezei, Mishum Shviras Etz. That's what Tosfos calls in the Rishalmi. So comes the Rosh and says, since the proper time to eat Korban Pesach is at the end of the meal, so that's why we take another Kezai Sematzah. Nebuch, we don't have a base of Mikdash today. So Zeichel Mikdash, Zeichel Korban Pesach, we take another piece of Matzah. So according to the Rosh, eating the Afikomen is not for the Deraisa Berav Techel Matzahs. The mitzvah of eating the Afikomen is a Zeichel to the Korban Pesach. And the Rashbam disagrees. The Rashbam says that the eating of the Afikomen is the real mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Just as Bezman HaMikdash, they would eat a piece of matzah also at the end of the meal. That was the real mitzvah of matzah. So we eat a piece of matzah also at the end of the meal. That's the real mitzvah of matzah. And we ate beforehand. Says the Rashbam, what are you going to do? You got to wash on something. You got to make a motzi. What are you going to wash on? A piece of bread? What are you going to wash on? So maybe you have to have a piece of matzah at the beginning of the meal. But that's not real. That's like suda. That's al tamotzi. But the real mitzvah is at the end. Aye, so why do you make an alachilas matzah at the beginning? See, I knew that question. Why do you make an alachilas matzah at the end? So the Rashbam quotes a Gemara in Pesach. The Gemara says, let's say a person comes to Karpas and they realize that they don't have any vegetables to Karpas. They have nothing. Karpas, you can pick whatever you want. You want to take a cucumber, you want to take a green pepper, you can take a red pepper, purple pepper, whatever you want. You can do anything with karpas. My son likes to make karpas with a banana. You can make a banana for karpas. Whatever you want to make a karpas is good. Okay, watermelon, whatever, any appropriate adomo is good enough for karpas. Fine. The guy has nothing at the table. All he has is he has maror. He bought a bag of romaine lettuce for $35. He's got his bag of all bug free romaine lettuce. So that's the only thing he's got. So now he has no other vegetable to eat for karpas. What's he going to do? So the Gemara says, but he has to make shnei tibulin. Chacham instituted, you have to make a tibul for karpas. So what's he going to do? So you have to use the mora for karpas also. It's not a great idea, but lays brayer. So you have to use mora for karpas. So, but you're not yotzei mora yet. You shouldn't be yotzei mora yet. Why? Because you're supposed to be yotzei matzah first. A matzah simrom yichlu. So the chetchilu, the say that the varim is to eat the matzah first and then the mora. But what do you want from the guy? He's not up to matzah. He didn't say magid yet. He's holding by karpas. So he has to take a piece of lettuce. So the Gemara says that, what are you going to tell him to do? You're going to tell him, make a bar priyadam on the lettuce, like karpas, and then make your whole seder, and then when you come to Moror, make an alachilas Moror, that's a joke. Alachilas Moror, I ate the Moror already. I ate it already 3 hours ago. How am I making alachilas Moror now? So the Gemara says, la'acha shemila kreisa meham yachsev yavarech. Once you physically ate the Moror, you can't make an alachilas Moror afterwards. Even though you weren't really yaitze, it's a funny bracha. So the Gemara says, you're right, and lays brera, catch this one. If all you have is mora for karpas, you make a bar priyadoma and an alachilas mora. You make alachilas, even though you're not yet mora yet, you take a little piece of karpas and then 3 hours later you eat the kazayas of mora. So you see from the Gemara that sometimes you're forced to make a bracha even though you're not really yet to the mitzvah yet. Because once you're doing the ma'isa mitzvah, you can't do the ma'isa mitzvah and then turn around and make a bracha an hour later. You have to make the bracha before you start the ma'isa mitzvah, even though you're not technically yet to the mitzvah till later. So the Rashbam borrowed that Gemara. That's the Yetim Naklal. That's the once in 50 years the guy doesn't have karpas. So just as the Gemara says that once in 50 years you have to make the bracha, even though you're not doing the mitzvah till later, so the Rashbam says that's what we do every Pesach night. We make the hamotzi, then we make alachilas matzah, and we're not really yetzi yet, because we don't want to be yetzi. Who wants to be yetzi matzah now? Everyone wants to be yetzi later. That's what the Rashbam says. Everyone wants to be yetzi matzah later. So, what do you make the bracha now? You have no choice. Yachas shabila kreisai, yachas v'yavarach. It's a whole different version of the Seder. So we get all the hits by motzi matzah. Everyone gets so nervous. Everyone's shaking and kavan is and looking at the big charts and everything. According to Rashbam, enjoy a piece of matzah. It's not a mitzvah anyway. You're just having a yontif meal. Now, two hours from now, you can eat matzah.
Machine matzah. For the hamotzi, and then later have like the.
But you think you're not yotzi with machine matzah? Of course you yotzi with machine matzah. Not everyone. Who's yeah. Not yotzi with machine matzah? Of course you yotzi with
machine
matzah.
Or whatever.
Good. Great idea. Okay. Why did the Gemara say that? I don't know. Not sure why. Right, that's what the Gemara says. Apparently, the bracha can be chal and the ma'is hamitzvah, even though you're not really yet to the kiyum mitzvah till later. That's what it sounds like. As I'm eating matzah, it's not a bracha v'atala because I'm eating matzah. That's what the Gemara says. Not my kasha. The Gemara says it. It's your kasha on the Gemara. Okay. Not talk at all. The whole meal. According to this Rashbam, it should be a chumrah that you can't talk the whole meal. Right? That's what the Samach wrote him right. And according to this, it would make a lot of sense. Because the Rishonim write that we don't, the Gemara says you don't make a bracha in Kerech. So there's machlekes of Rishonim. Why is there no bracha in Kerech? Some of the Rishonim say it's only Zechel HaMikdash. And other Rishonim say no, it's a real mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash Midr Rabbanan. The only reason why you don't make a bracha is because you already made it. Because you made the Alechus Matzah, the Alechus Mar already. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, according to that second reason, that it would be proper not to talk for the duration from the time you washed until after Kerech. According to this Rashbam, that the real mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is at the Afikomen, so you shouldn't eat, you shouldn't talk for the entire meal. That would be a Gevalga Chumra, but the minig is not that way. Maybe we should change the minig, but I can't even keep everyone quiet in my house till Kerech. Everyone, this is how a typical Seder goes in my house. I take the first bite of matzah, and then one of the kids starts to talk. So the other kids are, and then, you know, for that, and then the next one, what are you humming about? And then the next one says, well, humming, because, oops, you're not allowed to talk. That's how the kids' matzah takes place in the house.
Yeah.
It was all Indian, also Indian, it was all part of the Seder. Mustami, everyone at the meal is also only telling you in your house they're talking about anything else except for secretism, right? What could possibly be going on? I imagine, no. Just like in my house. Okay. Rabbi Sai, good. All right. So anyway, so the bottom line is you have to eat afikomen. That's the Gemara Beferish. So two reasons the Rishonim why we're eating afikomen: either because of that's the mitzvah deraisa, or because of zechel korban bezeh. The Pasha Dvarim is we're assuming like the Rosh. I think most people are assuming like the Rosh Lamaisa. We get all to hits about the first kezayis. It sounds like we're holding that's the real mitzvah deraisa. Whatever it is, we're eating. We have to eat the second kezayis for afikomen no matter what. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim: then you have to eat it by chatzos. Why? Because we're not sure whether Blos Ben Azariah is right. So we're trying to make us say the good, even according to Blos Ben Azariah. So according to the Rashbam, Avadi Afidu Bechatzot, and even according to the Rosh, you try to make a Zechel Pesach, it's a very funny Zechel Pesach. According to Veloz Ben Azariah, you're not allowed to eat it after Chatzot. Even according to Rabbi Kivi, you're not allowed to eat it Midrabban after Chatzot. So you're going to make a Zechel Korban Pesach when you're not really supposed to be eating the Afikomen at that point. That's a funny, funny Zechel Korban. It's a very silly Zechel Korban Pesach. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch writes, Avadi, you have to eat the Afikomen Bechatzot. That's, of course, we pass it in the Halacha. My daughter was telling me the other day, she said that in school, so some of the girls were saying that, no, they're minigas, they don't eat the afikomen. Said some of the girls never heard of it. They never heard you have to finish afikomen bechatzos. Never heard of such a thing. Never heard of such a thing. It's the Farish and Shulchan Aruch. Of course you have to eat the afikomen bechatzos. Not everyone's machped on it. Okay. I'm machped on a lot of things. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to eat the afikomen before chatzos. There's the famous shtickel Torah from the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer. Who wrote the Avnei Nezer? Okay, should know it? Eglital, okay. So the Eglital in the Sefer Avnei Nezer has a fascinating insight how to solve this problem. He was a Chassidisha, he was a Sefer Cheva. So, but Chassidim, they weren't known for finishing the Seder Bechatzos. We started the Seder Bechatzos. So they, so he always ran into this problem. So he was a real Lamdan, as we know from the Eglital. So he knew what it says in Shulchan Aruch better than we do. So he wanted to fulfill it in Shulchan Aruch. On the other hand, the reality was it wasn't always happening. So he writes that he came up with an etzah, came up with the kunz, how to make everybody happy. So he says that 5 minutes before chatzos, when you just finished matzi matzah, you just ate, there's not much to eat, there's no good broth anyway, so what are you going to eat? So whatever you can eat, a little piece of something. So you have, you're about to have a little piece of chicken, so the little soup, boiled chicken, so the, and your carrot. So the Avnei Nezer says it's 2 minutes before chatzos, so what you should do is as follows: take a kezayis and matzah, and make the following tonight, the following condition. But if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is right, then I want this to be my afikomen. If Rabbi Akiva is right, then I don't want this to be my afikomen. What's the significance of that? So he says, then you wait 2 minutes, it's after chatzos, then you can continue your meal. What? How can you continue your meal? Because the issue of eating after the afikomen, that's only in usher when it's the zman ha-mitzvah. Let's say I want to eat the next morning. I can't eat the whole week of Pesach because I'm after the Pesach afikomen. That's what it's on us. The issue of eating after the afikomen is only kol zman, it's still the Leil HaSeder. According to Beloz Ben Azariah, the Leil HaSeder is over in Chatzos. After Chatzos is the next morning already, according to Beloz Ben Azariah. So there's nothing usher about eating after Chatzos. But we can't do that because we're chayshish Rabbi Akiva l'chumra in both directions. So we would not permit eating after the afikomen after chatzos. So that's why we have to make it tonight. If a Beloz Ben Azariah is right, so it's chal on it, it's shame afikomen. So then you eat it 2 minutes before chatzos, wait the chatzos, and then you can eat your chicken and your dessert, you can eat whatever you want. Because it's ready to say it is over, it's over, finished. and if Rabbi Akiva happens to be right, so then what happened? So I had in mind, it shouldn't be afikoman. If it's not afikoman, so it's another piece of matzah. There's no issur of eating matzah in Pesach night. You know, only if you wait afikoman, then you're not allowed to eat anymore. That was a famous eitz of the Avinezer. So the Acharenim pilpul, is it a good eitz? Is that a good eitz? Can you make it to that? Not get that. A lot of tires about this Avinezer. So I tell people, for everyone who's running the Seder at a normal pace, I should try to eat the afikoman mechatzos. If you're not in charge of the Seder and you find yourself stuck and you can't figure out what to do, so you rely on this Avinezer and you make this tonight before chatzos and then you wait a few minutes in afterwards. It's not the lechatchila shel lechatchila, because many Rishonim write that we should try to say halal by chatzos also. One of the other mitzvahs halayla is to say halal. So there are a bunch of mitzvahs halayla still to fulfill after the afikomen. There are still two kaisers left to drink, and there's still the mitzvah halal to say. So even if you're going to pull this shtickle tard, this time of the Avinezer, it's only going to help vis-a-vis afikomen. It's not going to help legabi halal. So already there's room to be a little bit more make legabi halal and dalek kaisers. So Taisim Masechet Megillah writes that since this whole thing is only a shayla, we're not even sure about the Zohatzai story in the first place. It's a machleik yisatanoim. It's a machleik yisavishayim mila halacha. We treat it as a sveka dedin. This Taisim suggests the following. That vis-a-vis mitzvahs d'araisa, such as matzah, sipot, tzvayim, etc., that we have to be machmir to do by chetzos. Vis-a-vis halel, dalakaisis, those are only mid-rabbanon, so then one has a right to be a little bit more makel. So Taisus writes, we don't have to drive the world crazy. For afikomen, we should try much harder. And for halel and dalakaisis, not the end of the world, so in d'rabbanon, we can rely on speak at d'rabbanon l'kula. So the Ramah quotes this Taisus, and the Ramah writes, l'chatchila to be machmir even for halel. But Lamas, if you're stuck, you can rely on Tosfos. That's how the Ramah formulates it. So there are other Rishonim who disagree with Tosfos. The Ran, in the end of Maseches Pesachim, disagrees with Tosfos. The Ran writes, no. He thinks that you have to be Ma'achar for Halal also. You have to finish the whole Seder, Hakkal, Mikkal, everything, the whole story, you have to finish by Chatzos. Why is that? Where did the Ran get the idea from? For Tosfos Cheshev makes a lot of sense. Vis-a-vis matzah and dalika and sipur does a shav deraisa. Vis-a-vis the other mitzvahs, which are taka mitzvahs, halas derabanan, dalika is derabanan. So l'chora, one has a right to be makel. So how come the Ran was so upset about being makel, even on mitzvahs that are presumably mitzvahs? So one could understand the Ran in one of two ways. Maybe the Ran understood that halas by the seder was a deraisa. Halas deraisa. Where did that come from? What kind of halas deraisa is that at the lel haseder? So the Gemara has a comment on the phrase lechem oni. Lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. That the word oni means a lot of things in halacha. The word lechem oni refers to the cheftz of the matzah. It means it can't be matzah shiri. You can't have fruit juice matzah. It has to be water, flour, and water. That's lechem oni. Then lechem oni also means you have to break the matzah in half. That's why we do yachatz. Oni beprusa afata beprusa. And the third meaning of oni is lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. You have to speak about the matzah. What's the dvarim harbe? What do you have to say about the matzah? Rashi writes, that you have to say the hal and the haggadah in the presence of the matzah. Because it's not right just to, let's say I don't have any matzah on the table, I'll leave the matzah in the box, I'll save the whole seder, and then when it comes to the matzah, I'll bring the matzah out. So that's not right. That's a chisor of lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. L'chori, that's not a chisor of b'shoshesh matzah morim nochem fanecha. That din of b'shoshesh matzah morim nochem fanecha, one can argue, that's maybe only a din in the zman ha-mitzvah. That's telling me Yochum Biyad Yom. I might think you could say Sipur Biyad Yom. Talmud Loma Bavar is there. So one could argue that means B'shoshesh Matzah Morim Rochel Fanach. It has to be at a time when it's Azman Achilles Matzah. Maybe one could crash. That's what that Joshua means. But Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Lo Dvarim Harbei, has the connotation that the Sipur has to be in the context of the matzah. So that's why the post came right, that you have to have the matzah at the table during the Seder. Not only at the table, it has to be uncovered. You have to, people spend most of the Seder covering and uncovering, covered and uncovered, because you have a minhag, whenever you pick up the cup of wine, so cover the matzahs, you cover the matzahs. But a lot of people forget to uncover the matzahs. So it's more important that the matzah should be uncovered than they should be covered. To cover the matzahs when you pick up a hisha amda, you get to the hisha amda with the matzahs covered or uncovered. But the secret system is right, it's supposed to be in front of the matzahs. So lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. So one could argue that when it comes to this din of lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe, that includes the halel, so that includes the entire halel. Not just the first two prachim of halel, that's what Rashi sounds like. Rashi sounds like the dvarim harbe means the whole kriyas halel, including the halal that's said at the end of the Seder. So to say the halal at the end of the Seder, it's already after chatzos, so you can chos min a sefer. The same way you have to say Sipur before Chatzais, and you have to have the Matzah and the Morer and the Okay, everything has to be before Chatzais, including the Hallel. Maybe Hallel, maybe it's the smacks of a Deraisa, maybe a Kim Deraisa of Lechem She'em Lo Zvarm Harbin. Maybe one could argue that with Das Aran. Maybe one could argue a different beer in the Aran. Maybe what the Aran is driving at is as follows. Taisa seems to be making, Taisa says that you could. Taisus claims that you can be makel to when it comes to mitzvah derabbanon. We don't have to be so machber because there's only a suffix anyway. So mitzvah derabbanon we can be makel on. So the Ran may take issue with that. The Ran may hold that that's an incorrect application of the principle of speke derabbanon lekula. If you look at the Gemara, all the times the Gemara speaks about speke derabbanon lekula, so the famous Gemara in Brachas in the third parak, Gemara has a case of speke derabbanon lekula. You have a mitzvah derabbanon. A guy doesn't remember whether he did a mitzvah. So the guy can't remember whether he lit Neiros Chanukah. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. He's looking at his menorah, can't tell the light last night, tonight, he doesn't remember. So, Sveikah Derabanan Lekula means that it happened already, the facts are over, it happened, sure, you know, Gemara's B'dievet, you don't have to bother to go downstairs and go light the menorah over again. That's what Sveikah Derabanan Lekula means. Does Sveikah Derabanan Lekula give you a right to do things lechatchila? You're allowed to set up your life based on Sveikah Derabanan Lekula? I'm allowed on lechatchila go do a mitzvah Derabanan in a way that I'm only yotzei 50-50 chance? Is that appropriate or is that not appropriate? So Taisa sounds like that's okay. Because Taisa says, you can go ahead, Jerez Zacharim, sing a long Dayenu, have a long Shulchan Aruch, and when it comes to the Hallel, I know the Chetchila, and I'm goofed to go, I'm going to say Hallel at a time, but there's only a 50-50 chance that I'm being Yaitzeh. And Taisa says, that's all right. Taisa says, the Hallel is the Rabbanim, the Talakos is the Rabbanim, everything is Sveik Derabanan Lekula. So we rely on the Chetchila and Rabbi Akiva and Sveik Derabanan Lekula call it a night. But the Ran seems to say that's not appropriate. The Ran says, Sveikah Derabanan Lekula means after it happened, when you had a Shaila ready, you can't plan a Sveikah Derabanan Lekula. You can't plan an emergency. Sveikah Derabanan Lekula is an emergency measure. It happened already, so you stop. But to plan Lechatchila, that would be inappropriate. If that's in fact that if Kudus and Machlaikis ties in the Ran, then we would be correct in saying that we already have precedent for this Machlaikis. We know such a Machlaikis exists. So this Machlaikis is already appears beferish in the Rishonim between Taisa and the Ran. There's a famous Taisa in Menachos Daf Samach Vav, where Taisa writes that you're allowed to count Tzvira Sa'omer even Lechatchila during Ben Hashemashas. Because Taisa holds that Tzvira B'zman Hazeh is only Midrabanim, because it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, when there's no Korban Omer, then there's no Tzvira Deraisa. The Ram happens to disagree with that. But according to Taisa Shita, that Tzvira Deraisa is linked to the Beis HaMikdash, the Tzvira B'zman Hazeh is only Midrabanim, so Taisa says it's only Midrabanim, you can count during Ben Hashemashas. Because Ben Hashemashas is Safik Yom, Safik Laila, it's okay even Lechatchila. That's the famous Shita of Taisa. Then Taisus has the collector's item in Menachos Samach Vav and Aleph. What does Taisus say? After they tell you that, then they tell you something else. Who remembers? Taisus says, not only can you count Lechatchila during Ben Hashemashas, but Taisus says, I think you can even count me B'od Yom, even before Shkia. Taisus says, what? It's the wrong day. How can you count me B'od Yom? So Taisus writes, maybe it's better to count me B'od Yom. You know why? Because it's more of a Tmimus. The Gemara says he's supposed to count at night, not the next day, because Tmimus means the whole day should be counted, the whole day should be covered. If you count Tzvius Omer after Shacharis, so then 12 hours weren't covered. So therefore, you have to count the Erev, you're not supposed to count in the daytime. Some Rishonim say it's even Le'ikuv, and others disagree. Fine. So Taisa suggests the following Kiddush. If the Gemara says that it has to be by night because of Tmimos, so maybe earlier in the night is better. So if I have a choice during Svira, to daven 9 o'clock minyan or 10 o'clock minyan, I should daven 9 o'clock. Because the earlier I count, the more of a Tmimos there is. We usually don't follow that, Taisa. Taisa has this idea that's more of a lechatchila, the earlier the better. And then Taisa says, what's the earliest possible? Before the day starts. If you count before it gets dark, ein lecha tmimus gavul mizeh. That's the ultimate tmimus. So the Dvar Avraham asks Taisa, the ultimate tmimus, it's the wrong day. So according to Taisa, I'll make the sphere very, very tmimus. I'll count now for the next 49 days. That way, I'll be for sure tamim. What kind of leitonus is that? So that's it's a very difficult Taisa. But Taisa quotes such an opinion that it's a lechatchila to count me via yom before it gets dark, because that's the greatest fulfillment of tumas. No? Who knows a famous story about this Taisa? No one knows a famous story. So you have a new crop of Tamidim. That's the Damru for sure, but they heard this story. So this goes back to another, this is before my days teaching in Stern. This is the Gilgulim before I was married. So I was, once went on a date, it was like the day after Shavuos. So the father was like a very, very big Talmid Chacham. So I'm sitting there waiting for the girl to come down, and the father sits to talk to me and learning a little bit. So he starts talking about some inyan of Shavuos, we're talking about Shavuos. So I'm a little bit. So I sat under my breath. I said, yeah, there's one day in Taisus that says that you can count maybe Yod Yom even Lechatchila. That's a great akim of Tumimus. So he said to me, there's no such Taisus. So I said, I think there's a Taisus like that. I said, nah, can't be. Show me Taisus. Okay. So I pulled off a Gemara Menachos off the shelf, and Samach Vav and Alpha Shem plays the favorites like that. He was like so excited. Oh, he was so much called that. Okay, that was the only part of the date I remember. Okay, anyway. Yeah. I met my wife also after Shavuos, but I didn't talk to my father-in-law about places in there. Other things. Okay. Good. Yeah. Meal. We have a wonderful meal. We have a big meal.
So I just can't manage it.
Because it's 12 o'clock at night.
And that, and the matzah, and the wine, everything.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
I have to have the matzah.
Right.
Your wife
will say, you know, you better do it. We don't want to make a wife upset. Never want to make a wife upset, ever. Especially not place of the night, right. So I guess you don't eat a lot this week. That's part of not eating a lot the week before. Whatever it is. Right. My kids already are in the complaining mode. They're ready. There's nothing. Every year they say, how come we have to start Pesach? Every year is a week before Pesach, you have to start. So we're going to wait till the Seder. Sit down. You can start clearing things out. That's the way it is. Baruch Hashem. Ashreinu Matayv Chalkeinu. Okay. Good. What we have to. Oh, yeah. Back to the Sefira story. So Tosfos writes, you can count Ben Hashmash even the Chedchilish of the Chedchila. Before Tosfos gets to the Chiddush that we don't for sure know Paskin, like about counting maybe of Yom. But Tosfos says the Chachilish Bechilik can count showing Ben Hashmash because Sveka Dorban Lekula. The Ran, in the end of Maseches Pesachim, quotes that Tosfos and says it's not true. The Ran says, Bechi Eisen Safik Dorban Lekula Lechachilah? Lechachilah Olad do a Sveka Dorban Lekula? That doesn't make any sense. How can you do a Sveka Dorban Lekula even Lechachilah? If it happened, if you counted Ben Hashmash, it's all Zion, okay. But Lechachilah to do it, that's not appropriate. What's the Nekudas of Machlekes, Tosfos and the Ran? Why does Tosfos seem to assume that Sveik Dabon Lekul is a green light, it's a free, you do whatever you want, and the Ran is weary? So they seem to be arguing about a fundamental question. What's the nature of Sveik Dabon Lekul? How come there's such a thing called Sveik Dabon Lekul? There's a famous Kasha that the Ramban asks in the Rambam. The Rambam writes that all the Rabbanans are really included in the Derais of Lososar. Every time I move Muktzah, I'm really violating the Derais of Lososar. Every time I light Hanukkah candles, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of listening to the Chachamim in HaTorah. So at the end of the day, the Ramban says, and the Rambam's right, that all the Rabbanans are Lososar, so why is there a difference between Sveikat Derais of Chumrah and Sveikat Derban Lekula? Every Shail in Muktzah should be the Chumrah. Every Shail in Hilchos Shabbos, whether it's Derais, everything should be the Chumrah, because everything, at the end of this year, that probably that's what happens. But every shayla should be, at least for some people in the Sablaski home, not for others, everything should be, the joke for the old guys have been the shul year, for the new guys, we'll pick up the jokes later. The Ramban asks on the Rambam, how could it be that there's a difference in Allah between Sveikas, which are deraisa, and Sveikas derabanan? Everything is deraisa, everything should be l'chumrah. So the Ramban says, kind of under his breath, the Ramban says, and don't tell me the following answer. What was the answer they didn't want to tell me? So the Rabban says, don't tell me the kach tiknu mitchiva, that when the Chachamim instituted the Rabbanan, they instituted them that Sveikas Amutter. Don't answer that, the Ramban doesn't like that. So that's what all the Achranim read. Of course that's the answer. That is the correct answer. That's what the Rambam holds. That when the Chachamim were misakein mitzvahs and isurim Rabbanan, kach tiknu Chachamim, hey mamru vei mamru. So they were misakein that muktzah is asur and safik muktzah is mutter, maybe. And they were misakein that Havzar and Shabbos is asur and safik Havzar is mutter, maybe, whatever. Depending on whether those are assumed are abundant or not, right? As we spoke about tekels and those kind of dinim, karv and vadaif, karv the rice, it's fine. So if that's true, that Sveikat Derabanan Lekula is not an afterthought. Sveikat Derabanan Lekula is not like a bidiyav, a shasachah. That's what they were misakin. So when the Chachamim were misakin to count Svirub as manazeh, they were misakin. You can count Svirub ben Hashmashos. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I say the same exact mitzvah. The guy who counts Svirub at 10 o'clock at night, and the guy counts Svirub at 7:42, 2 minutes after Shkis, the same exact mitzvah. I'm Yaitzi B'Teres Vade, and he's Yaitzi B'Teres Vade. Because the Chachab is a real Lam D'Shavar. The Chavu Masake, that when you do a mitzvah, you're about on La Sofik, you're Yaitzi B'Teres Vade. It's not that I'm not sure whether I was Yaitzi, I'm just, I'm okay, and don't bother me because it's only Dirabanan. No, I'm Amish Yaitzi. I'm Yaitzi Mitzvah B'Teres Vade. That's the answer to the Sfasemis Kashas. Sfasemis in his Chidushim in Maseches Menachos asks on that Tosfos, how could Tosfos say you can count Ben Hashmashos? How could that be? How can you make a bracha? Even if the mitzvah is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but how can you make a bracha? It's a suffic bracha l'hakel. So the answer to the kasha is, no, it's not a suffic mitzvah. It's not pshat that Tosfos says the 50-50 chance with the yaitzei. I'm yaitzei 100% because kachtik t'chom, I'm doing what the rabbi said. Asheki d'shanam, the rabbanan, the Beis Din HaGadol instituted Tzvir B'Zman HaZeh, instituted as a d'rabbanan, and they instituted Tzvek HaRabbanan L'Kula. So I'm yaitzei b'teres v'adeh. So that's what Tosfos here holds also. Tosfos says, I can have my seder go till 3 o'clock in the morning. As long as I finish the deraisas by chatzos, or the quasi deraisas by chatzos, I can say halal after chatzos, I can drink dalak kais after chatzos. There's a 50-50 chance gevalt that I'm blowing it, that I'm not yetzi the seder, mid the rabbanon, 50-50 chance. So Taisa, what do you mean 50-50 chance? It's 100% that you're yetzi. Because since there's a din called sveikat rabbanon lekula, there's a sveikat dina. We don't know what the din is. So it's a sveikat dina, it's a sveikat rabbanon lekula, and you're yetzi b'teres v'adai. And the Ran disagrees. The Ran says, "Alumnus, no." The Ran says, "Sveikat rabbanon lekula means, all right, we're not going to drive you crazy because you know we have a chavanus on you. You know, it's a pain in the neck to go light Hanukkah candles again. Zolzayin, don't bother lighting. But lechet chila, avadi, you're not supposed to rely on sveikat rabbanon lekula. It's not a good way to live your life. Sveikat rabbanon lekula. So this is the Ran Shitas also about the Seder. The Gemara says that by Dalek Kosas there was a Machlekes Amaroyim. Which of the Dalek Kosas you have to lean for? Everybody agrees you have to lean for Matzah. Everyone agrees you don't lean for Maror. And everyone agrees you have to lean for some of the Dalek Kosas, not for others. So the Gemara has a Machlekes. Are the first two Kosas the Ikar or the last two Kosas the Ikar? So the Gemara says we don't know what the Din is, therefore you have to lean for all four. So the Rani says, famous Kasha, what do you mean we don't know what the Din is, therefore lean for all four? Dalek Kaisas is only with the Rabbanan. Don't lean for anything. What do you have to lean for? It's a Safi Tirabban Lekula. So the Ran gives two answers. So the famous answer of the Ran is, it's a Safi Tirabban Lekula on a Karta Desasre. Because if you're going to be Makel based on Safi Tirabban Lekula, so what's going to happen? You come to the first two Kaisas and you won't lean, because maybe I'm not Mechiv to lean. Then the last two Kaisas, you'll turn around and say, I'm not going to lean either. It's going to turn you to lean for anything. So you're not allowed to do that. Safi Tirabban Lekula can't happen, but welcome Karta Desasre. That's the famous teretz of the Ran. And then the less famous teretz of the Ran, the Eidi Shlem of the Ran says, what's the big deal? You're drinking the Dalek Kaisas anyway. So what's the difference? Sit like this or sit like this? So lean, says another wine stand on your kittel. What's the big deal? So lean, you're drinking anyway. I'm not telling you to do anything so dramatic. I'm telling you just to lean. You're drinking anyway the Dalek Kaisas. So the Ran says, what do you make such a fuss about relying on Sveikat Rabban Lekula if you don't have to? So this is the Ran Lashitasai. According to Tosfos, that's not a good answer. According to Tosfos, what do you mean it's a big deal? Don't, you know, what's the big deal? According to Tosfos, Sveikat Rabban Lekula is good l'chatchila shel b'chatchila. So I don't have to be machmir. There's no reason to be machmir in Sveikas. According to Tosfos, if I don't know whether there is Hanukkah, there's no kiyum to go light it. There's nothing. I'm yaitse, finished, I'm done. Don't go back to sleep. But according to the Ran, Sveikat Rabban Lekula is a b'diyevri shasad chach. What are you going to do? Nebuch, it's a hefsem rubu, it's a tircha. So they let you go ahead and do it. But if it's not such a tircha, so why should you rely on it? It's a 50-50 chance whether you yaitse. So this is all the Ran's theory. That's what the Ran says, that you have to finish the whole Seder, including Dalek Kaisis, Bechatzais, Lechatchila, and that's why you have to lean for all four Kaisis, and that's why you have to wait for Sfiras HaOmer. This is all the Ran's whole story, whole theory, that Sveikat Rabban Lekula is not the greatest thing in the world. Sveikat Rabban Lekula should be avoided unless it's absolutely necessary. So that's the shaila that people have. How far do we have to be machmir in terms of chatzos? So you have some people, the worst case scenario is the guy doesn't even get to moitzi matzah by chatzos. That's a shalva deraisa. The guy who at least got to moitzi matzah didn't even have to tafi kaimin, right? So that wasn't really right. He really should have gotten tafi kaimin also. The person who at least got tafi kaimin didn't get to halal dalek kaisas, right? At least he has taisas to rely on. But lechatchilah shebechatchilah, the Ramah writes that one should try to get everything by chatzos. In deference to the sheet of the Ran, if you don't have to rely on Sveikat Rabban Lekula, you shouldn't. So they have to get cheshbon. So you have to, you know, you can't drive the world crazy. If everything, if you're running your own seder, so you try to time it properly. For whatever reason, you're not able to make chatzos. So how about dalek kaisas? You rely on sheetas of taisas. So I'm all right. The mikra din, we really follow the taisas. So another question. So we spent a lot of time talking about time. That was the whole key theme of the shiur today in the world of halacha. So it's hard to talk a lot about Zman and not to point out the significance of Zman when it comes to the celebration of Pesach. There is no day and no night in the year besides Erev Pesach and the Leil HaSeder that is more revolving around Zman. So everywhere you turn is another Zman. You can't budge everything. You have the Dalet Shalos in the morning, then there's the fifth hour, the beginning of the fifth hour, the end of the fifth hour, Chatzos, then there's Samach L'mincha, there's Mincha, Plaga Mincha, Shkia, Tzeis, then you thought you were able to relax, then you have to worry about Chatzos, Chatzos, yeah, Chatzos, Lasa Shachaf, everything, wherever you turn, it's Mamash, I say the 24 hours from Erev Pesach, the whole day, and then the night of the Seder, it's Mamash, it's a Misnagid's dream, Mamash, it's Zman, it's like everything is Zman. So the question is, why is that so? Out of all the Yom Tovim, no one Yom Tov has such emphasis. The mitzvah of Sukkah, such emphasis on Zman. You sit down, you eat in the Sukkah and show it. Lulav, you do the Lulav in the morning, whatever. You don't find it's such a... Everything is revolving around the clock. Everything is so Even in the days of Chazal, everything is b'shach chamishas and shach dalas and shach chatzais. Everything is here. Imagine we live in such an easy world, Zman. You just look at your watch and you check your phone and you check your you get your alerts as to when Dal Shos is up, Hey Shos, everything's so simple. In the old days, it was a real illness to figure out that you had to look at the sun and the sundials, you look at the angles of the sun, if it's cloudy, the whole Dal Shos was instituted in the Rabbanah because it's a cloudy day. In the days of Chazal, Mamash went nuts, just trying to figure out you're doing the right thing at the right time. Why is it such an emphasis on Zman daft around the Yontif of Pesach? So the emphasis is that all the mitzvahs of Pesach and I revolve around Zman. Even the Cheftzis revolve around Zman. The Cheftz of Matzah revolves around Zman. Zman is, makes or breaks the Matzah. 1 second more it's Chometz, 1 second less it's Matzah. Everything revolves around Zman. Even the eating of the Kuvim Pesach is Zman. The Chalat of Osob Chipozon. Everything is fast. Everything. Some of the say that's why the Tzliyesh is because also because Tzliyesh is the fastest way. Everything is a rush. Everything is a rush on Pesach night. So the truth is that the whole nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim was also a tremendous rush. As the famous Rashi of Chumash says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed up Ravinu, he showed him the Laila Zeh Nigolus Benecha, he said, it's going to be punk at this time, this is when the time of the Brisbane of Sarim is over, this is Higiyah Azman, Chishim is Haketz, this is it, this second, not another second could be. So Israel had sunk to the point of the 49th level of Tumah. If they would have stayed one more second, we'd have been all over. We wouldn't be sitting here today learning Hilchos Pesach. We've been all over. Zman is critical. The first mitzvah that's given to Klal Yisrael is the Chodesh Zelochem, is the mitzvah of Kedush Zman, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. We've said this over in the past, that it's not surprising that that's the first mitzvah that's given to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara tells us, it was Din Baba Kama, Eino the Machtesh Dovashin Shalom. You can't designate, you can't sanctify something that you don't own. You have to have bailus. I can't be makdish a house and handle if I don't own it. So first things first, I have to own when I'm being makadish. Once I own it, once I'm in control of it, then I can decide what to do with it. Holzman, they klai so were avadim, so they weren't in control of their time. That's what it means to be an eved. You know, an eved, the emes is, you can have an eved, you don't have such a bad life. You can in some ways even be better than a ben chayrin if he has a good master, so he has good living conditions. You know, not so terrible, not so bad. Ben chayrin is struggling. So sometimes it's not so bad to be an Eved. But there is something terrible, tragic of being an Eved, that Eved is not in control of his own time. And Eved ultimately has to do what the Adam tells him. And that's the ultimate tragedy, that the ability to be in control of destiny of your time is the greatest curse of Avdus. Chosman, the Klaiso, or Avodim, they couldn't have a Chedesh Zelachem. You can't tell an Eved to be Mekadesh a Chedesh. It doesn't work, it doesn't make any sense. You can't have conditions of Zman when you don't own Zman. So the first gift that's given to Klal Yisrael is you're now going to become Bnei Chayrin. You're hereby going to become Bailam on Zman. And now the question becomes, what do you do with Yizman? Do you use Yizman in a positive way, or do you waste away Yizman? And ultimately, the real sign of a Ben Chayrin, if you want to measure a Ben Chayrin, you want to know what's the barometer to see how much of a Ben Chayrin a person is what he does with his time. The person who's Mekadesh Yizman, he's the Ben Chayrin. The person who's not Mekadesh Yizman, he's still in heaven. He may not be an Eved to Paro, he's an Eved to his Yetzirah, he's an Eved to his laziness, he's an Eved to his foolishness. There are a lot of Avadim walking around out there. Eved doesn't only mean a guy who's sweating in the Egyptian sun building pyramids. People who are Avadim, they're mamash not in control, they're totally, totally Avadim. People who are Avadim to gadgets, people who are Avadim to technology, people who are Avadim to Mishigasim, to foolishness, people are mamash, they're mamash Avadim, they're a little addicted, they're mamash Avadim to all the shtus we have of Elam Hazah. That's what it means to be an Eved. So if you want to measure what it means, the barometer of freedom, look how a person spends his time. If his time is productive, that's an indication that he's a Ben Chayrin. It's not for nothing that Chazal tell us, Ein lecha Ben Chayrin l'mish osik b'Torah. The person who's involved in the study of Torah, learning Torah is a declaration that I'm a Ben Chayrin. It means I value time. If I'm sitting and learning, I'm learning Seder, and I'm in Shiur, I'm in Chazaring, and I'm Shteigen. So that indicates that I understand what it means to be a Ben Chayrin. I am in control of my time, and I'm being Mekadesh, I'm using my time properly. So Pesach is the time where the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvahs after mitzvahs after mitzvahs, which all involves man, which teach us the significance of time. Every second counts. The difference between 1 second and another second is the difference between Chometz and Matzah. The difference between 1 second and another second is the question of an Issachar race. 1 second and another second, the Korban Pesach becomes Posel. 1 second and another second, I miss Chatzah. Zman is critical. Not just, we shouldn't become neurotic and say that's not, the theme of today's Shia is not to walk away becoming, becoming impossible to deal with and say, no, you can perform the mitzvahs, sit back and enjoy and geschmack and simchas yontif. You can perform the mitzvahs with a gevaldige geschmack. Doesn't mean you have to be sitting with your time and then looking at the stopwatch to see how long it's taking you to gobble down your mouth. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a person doing the mitzvahs halayla in a normal fashion, with the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the opportunity to express the significance that each and every moment counts. That's what it means to be a Berakha. So hopefully, as we're about to embark upon the time of Zman Chayr Yisenu, but we have to be careful whenever we have a lot of time away from yeshiva. That's always a potential danger zone. So a person has to make the most of the next 2 weeks. It's not the last year before Zman. Rav Elzon will be speaking it tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, but there's at least our last year, my last year before the Zman. Hopefully Mitzvah Shem will be getting rejuvenated and steiging away over the next couple of weeks. When we come back for the next Zman, Habo Leinu L'Toyva, for Kai Zman, okay? So we'll try to make the most out of that. Echad Amar, Rav Yechad Amayit, V'vad Sheyichav, Ligu L'Shamayim. So Mitzvah Shem will see everybody soon after. I'll be around tomorrow morning, so you don't have to all line up now to wish me something.